Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey guys, welcome to our first mini episode of Forever 35.
I'm so excited to have a miniature version of what we do every week.
Yeah, I mean, and just in case this is your first time listening, we are a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves.
That's right. That's what we do. And we have been getting so many messages from you amazing listeners with questions and comments that we wanted to have a little separate place where we could respond to them and hopefully answer them.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm Dory.
Oh, and I'm Kate.
Yeah.
We're two friends
who like to talk a lot about serums.
Yeah.
So that was the thinking behind starting these mini eps. We got so many emails and questions from you guys, and we're really excited to answer them. But just as a reminder, if you want to send us more questions,
comments, product recs,
comments, yeah, everything, I think
constructive feedback.
Yeah. You can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And we have a voicemail where you can actually call and leave us messages. And that number is 781-591-0390. And you can also reach out to us on our social platforms. I will say, I have a harder time keeping track of the Instagram DM questions. Mm. I'm going through them, but I as a person who's trying to track them all, email is probably an easier spot.
I think that's accurate.
If that's okay with you listeners.
Yeah.
I still do love getting those Insta DMs, but I'm just behind on responding.
I get it. Yeah. No, I feel the same way. And as always, we will be listing the products we mention on the show on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can also sign up for our monthly newsletter there.
Please do it.
Yeah, please do it. So Kate.
Yeah. Let's do our first question.
Let's do our first question.
All right. I'll read it.
Great.
So this came to us via email. And my question is about how you care for your bodies. What are your physical routines, weight, yoga, cardio, etc., and how consistent are you? I felt like in my 20s, I tried to keep up these insane workout goals, scheduling runs and classes all throughout my week. And now that I'm a full-time working mom and writer, my time is much more precious. I typically squeeze in a lunch walk with a good audiobook every day, but right now that's about it. I know I need to add in a little weight training and stretching, but I'm finding it hard to carve out the time. Dory.
Kate.
This is a great question.
It's a great question.
I can relate to this so deeply.
Yeah.
And also, the writer mentioned that their flexibility has kind of gone to shit since stopping yoga, having a kid, all that stuff, and also like getting older.
Yeah.
So Dory, let's break down how do we care for our bodies?
Yeah. Well, this has been an interesting thing for me over the last couple of years as I've been doing IVF, because the thing with IVF is you go through these periods where you're not allowed to work out.
Ugh.
And so I am someone who likes to work out. I think it's good for me physically. It's good for my mental health. I enjoy it. And so that has been tough for me to not be able to work out for like a month at a time, because then when you try to start up again, you know, you just feel ugh. So I also used to be someone who was much more intense about working out. I trained for a marathon. Like I used to be a runner. And now I've kind of gotten more low key about it. And so when I am in a phase, like right now, when I can work out, I've been doing yoga. I do yoga. I do Pilates. I do spinning for some cardio. I had been doing those circuit training, like high intensity interval training classes. And I like those. I'm just in a phase right now where I'm just not in the mood.
Yeah.
And like, that's okay. I'm also trying to, you know, since we live in Los Angeles, I'm trying to take advantage of the fact that like you can do a lot of stuff outside. So I've been trying on the weekends to take my dog for a hike. Not a long hike. I would say total, it's like 35 minutes up and down the mountain. But it's nice. It gets me outside. It gets me, you know, out with my dog and I get a little workout. So I'm trying to do stuff like that. But yoga has been really good for me. And I think I've talked about restorative yoga on the podcast before. And I think I'm really just thinking about, quote, working out as both like physical and mental, and restorative yoga really helps with like my mental health as well.
I feel like I could give like a 45 minute answer to this question, which is not conducive to a mini episode.
Yeah. I mean, probably keep it to like 5 to 10.
This resonated with me so deeply.
Yeah.
On so many levels, because this person's time is precious. They work full time. They have other things they're pursuing and they're a parent. I have to say that I'm so admire the fact that you go for a lunch walk with an audiobook every day.
Yeah.
That's just such a lovely thing you're doing for yourself. And totally. I feel like you should give yourself credit that that is exercise.
Yeah.
And that counts, but you want to add weight training and stretching and you're finding it hard to carve in the time. I would say, one thing I found, my children are now 5 and 7 years old. It wasn't until my second kid was like 3 that I was actually like, oh, I think I have the time to start exercising again. Mm-hmm. It is just physically and emotionally exhausting to try to balance smaller children and all the other elements of your life.
Yeah.
And I kind of do feel like there's a part that accepting just where you are right now is part of it.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, I have friends who wake up at 5 a.m. every day and do, like, one of my really good friends does a Tracy Anderson video at 5 in the morning before her kids wake up. She does it at home. She's consistent with it. It's really, it helps her get her day going.
Yeah.
And it's like her quiet time.
Yeah.
But I can't wake up. I'm not built for that. And I go to bed late. If that's available to you, I think like carving out time first thing in the morning, if that's not too exhausting, you could do. But I also think like this person in their message said, like stretching in the morning at night might just make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Or
yoga with Adrian.
Or yoga with Adrian. Yes. On YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think that yoga with Adrian has shorter yoga videos.
Oh, okay. I haven't done yoga with Adrian.
I haven't either. Jasmine Guillory, one of our guests, recommended it. And I know so many people who do it. But I think I even once was like working out at a hotel gym and Googled like 5-minute arms on YouTube. And there were so many little workouts that you can do. I think there are tons of websites and tons of free workouts on YouTube that you might be able to get in 5 to 10 minutes
in the
morning or at night. And if you just have a pair of like 2-pound weights, or if you have, you know, a yoga block and a yoga mat, you could be good to go.
Yeah.
I have such a complex relationship with physical activity, because I was never good at sports as a kid and that really affected the way I thought about myself. Mm. And I didn't realize until I was an older, like in my mid-20s, that I was capable of being a physical person.
Yeah.
And then a lot of that tied in with my mom's illness. She died of cancer and her death, because I was like training to run half marathons to raise money for pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
And then I did yoga and that really helped my grief. And then I became a yoga teacher.
Right.
I don't teach yoga, but I do have my yoga certification. But now my physical routines I do Pilates classes about 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Pilates after tearing my ankle tendon doing CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And what was going on then is that I was postpartum. But my kids were like, you know, like 3 and 5. And I was like still, you know, 30 pounds over what I had been. And I had that in my head of like, I've got to still get rid of this weight. And I started doing CrossFit, which I did enjoy, but it was not right for my body. And I injured myself. And I injured myself badly. Like I couldn't exercise for a year. And I did a lot of thinking and I was like, what I need to let go of my desire to lose weight. And I want to be strong and I want my body to not be hurting.
Mm-hmm. That must have been liberating.
It was. It actually really was. And I also realized for me, exercise is social because I work from home that I really enjoy group classes because I can interact with people.
Yeah.
I'm not someone who can work out at home in their living room.
I've also started going to workout classes, usually yoga, with friends.
Totally.
So that becomes a social event.
It's social. Love doing that. That's the best part.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I also wanted to say, I haven't joined the Y here. I was a member of the Y in New York City, but I obviously don't know how your local YMCA works, but ours has childcare and it's good childcare. And you could go in, drop your kid off for 45 minutes and go do anything. Take a class. And the Y is very affordable and they have a family membership that then like your kids can go and play and your partner could use it. So I would recommend looking into any sort of exercise with childcare.
I think also JCCs often have childcare. Yeah. And a more expensive option is Equinox gyms also have childcare.
Oh shit, girl. Yeah. Equinox. Mm-hmm. I've never been a member of an Equinox gym, but they have childcare.
They do have childcare. Yes.
And more places are like at the CrossFit gym I belong to, which was just like a local neighborhood CrossFit gym. They had childcare weekday mornings.
Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome. So there were a lot of like, you know, parents who had just, you know, moms who were like 3 months after having a kid back getting into the CrossFit game.
Love that.
It was great. You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like, what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done a consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, look, I don't know about you, but when I hold on to some negative feelings, it really starts to impact my day to day. I get a little snippy and short with the people in my life. Things start to really feel overwhelming. And look, it's just generally not great for me or for the people that I am interacting with. And I do find that my time in therapy is a real safe space to get those things off my chest and figure out how to work on and work through the things that are weighing on me or maybe weighing on you. For example, like I have actually really been working on mindfulness in therapy.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. Easier said than done, but that's the work, right? Like just learning about kind of like really creating a breathing practice and paying attention to my physical body and my feelings. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and to learn productive coping skills. If you're thinking about trying therapy, try BetterHelp. It's convenient and accessible anywhere because it is 100% online. All it takes to get started is filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you're not vibing with the therapist, you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forever35 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forever35.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We when have gifted you, this to yes. many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also like my brother has the app so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app so she can add photos. My parents also have it. So they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura Frame is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and and one in our family room. And
do
my
they
kids
have
love
do
it.
They have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code forever35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With honey love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Right. The other thing I've started doing is a local boot camp.
Oh, nice.
Like one or two times a week.
Is it outside?
It's outside. It's also social for me, and it's been really great. And then I go to yoga every Sunday morning. That's kind of my time. I reconnect with what I really love about yoga. So that's a lot, though. And this person sounds like they don't have that much time. So I do think like giving yourself 10 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes at night to do something
will just make you feel better.
I think it will.
Yeah. And this is a more expensive option, but I do have a couple of friends who recently got either Peloton or Flywheel at home bikes.
That is a dream.
Yeah. And so, you know, if that is within your means, I think that is it's an interesting option. I do not do that. But I've heard the people I know who have them really like them, and it gets them exercising.
There are also a lot of sites where you can do a paid membership and have video classes.
Yeah. And I think ClassPass is launching that.
Yeah. And I think that could be, and also like I've done workout guides that I've like downloaded from Instagrams.
Yeah.
$10, and they have a whole month of, you know, 20 minute exercises that you do at home, and you really just need like a jump rope and a pair of weights.
Totally.
And I can find the names of those sites and list them. But I do think like that's a very simple thing you can do at home for 20 minutes a day.
I agree.
And it doesn't, you know what, if you do it one day a week, it's okay.
Yeah. I think it's, again, it's like the mental aspect is really important.
Yeah. And I would say just to this listener, because they still have a small kid, like you are where you are, and where you are is fine. And you're already doing things for yourself, and you sound like a wonderful, thoughtful person. So just you're doing okay.
I love that.
Well, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Should we go on to the next question?
Let's read our second question.
All right. I can read
okay,
it.
Okay. Take it away.
Okay. I desperately need assistance. I am a tomboy raised by a tomboy. YouTube has taught me how to do a smoky eye that I'll bust out once or twice a year, but I've never really done makeup or skincare, and that's my problem. I feel like I should have a skincare routine. I'm 36 years old, and I'm doing the same things I've done since 1993. I mean, I wash my face in the shower with something from Burt's Bees that has apricots and is scrubby. I put on moisturizer with sunscreen after if it's a morning shower because I'm white as a sheet and freckled. I'm a heretic and randomly swap between morning and night showers, also curly hair, so I only wash it once a week. If I'm lucky, I'll hit my face with some sort of face cleaning wipe before bed. But that's being optimistic. I've tried perusing skincare subreddits or asking estheticians what I should do, but end up walking away with 10 products to use in a specific order, and I get really overwhelmed. Any thoughts on an easy to follow skincare routine?
Okay. One, I have to say, kudos to you. You've been doing the same thing since 1993, and it sounds like it's kind of working.
Yeah, totally.
You're not doing anything wrong.
No. I mean, I think truly the most important thing, especially when you're fair skinned, but really for anyone, is sunscreen.
Yeah.
So if you're already doing that, you're kind of ahead of the game. I mean, the things that I would change is, I think actually you're probably over exfoliating with the scrubby. Since you described the Burt's Bees thing as scrubby, I would suggest a gentler cleanser.
Yeah.
In the shower. I mean, I love the Hamish All Clean Green Foam Balm, which I've mentioned on the podcast before. Kate loves the COSRX low pH morning cleanser.
How's your Pacifica cleanser working?
Oh, I really like it. I actually used it today. It's nice and foamy.
That's great.
So Pacifica, you know, these are all paraben free, phthalate free products.
And I bet if you already like Burt's Bees, they have a gentle non-exfoliating cleanser.
I would cut the exfoliating down to maybe twice a week and get a gentler cleanser. You also don't, well, okay, you say that you are currently undergoing stims for an egg retrieval, so you're more on the oily side, so you might have to wash your face in the morning. But if you're not feeling that oily, you don't really need to wash in the morning. Just splash some water on your face.
Would a toner help with the, like, just evening out the skin tone?
Yeah, probably.
If you want.
But I think I would say at night, like, you should, yes, use the face cleaning wipe is fine. But there are some cleansers. Maybe use the gentle cleanser that we were just talking about. Just use that at night.
And get a moisturizer.
If you, you know, if you really want to, you could get a serum, maybe something with retinol in it.
Maybe.
But that also increases sun sensitivity. And since you're very fair,
yeah,
maybe that's not.
I would say.
But I would also get, I would just get a night cream.
Get a gentle cleanser.
Yeah.
Get yourself a good night cream. And you could do the wipe and then the night cream.
Yep.
Or you could do the gentle cleanser and the night cream.
Yeah.
I would, my kind of like go-to is throwing in a vitamin C serum in the morning. Because that'll make you feel like you're doing something. Yeah. And it might brighten up your complexion and
totally
things up a little bit.
Do you have one that you love?
Well, we were talking about this recently. I used the Drunk Elephant and I use Claire's. And then you mentioned the COSRX vitamin C, which I haven't tried, but I know is very beloved.
Yeah, it's called the Triple C Brightening Serum. I believe Soko Glam sells it exclusively. I also I've used a vitamin C serum from Amara Organics that I like. You can get on Amazon. It's like $20, I think.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
I'm going to also say, if you mentioned Burt's Bees, go to Target or wherever sells a Burt's Bees and just grab... just buy from their line.
Yeah.
We know that it's like Burt's Bees is pretty good ingredients and is decent quality. You know, you already like one of their products. Get their night cream, get a cleanser. Maybe if they have some sort of day serum, grab that. And you have a moisturizer with sunscreen. So you're doing that. That's it.
Yeah.
I feel like if the 10 step skincare routine
is overwhelming,
if it's stressful,
yeah.
Do not do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because I'll be honest with you, Dory. Like, I like washing my skin and putting stuff on my face because it feels good.
Yeah.
It's not like I see insane results from doing it versus not doing it.
Right.
Personally. I know other people do, but for me, my skin kind of just looks the same.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't make yourself feel crazy or overload or spend a ton of money on products if you're just not actually drawn to doing
totally. It. And if it's something that makes you feel good, if it starts to make you feel good and it's like, it becomes something that you want to do for self-care, then you can add stuff to it. You can add a sheet mask. You can, you know, you can add things gradually. You don't have to do it all at once.
And I also get very overwhelmed when I ask an esthetician. And I also feel like after I get a facial, it's my most vulnerable, where they're like, you need this, 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 and this. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
And I would say, wait. Don't buy something immediately after you get their recommendations, but don't make a leap of purchasing.
And also see how your skin reacts. You know,
you
might not like the products that you buy, which is fine.
Yeah.
And you can kind of play with it.
And I would say too, always double check that the place you're purchasing from, can you try the product and then return it?
Yeah, that's good advice.
You know, because we don't know how things are going to work on our skin. And so testing them and then on our arm and then trying them on our face and seeing how they go and then being able to return them is very helpful.
I would also say you can join our Facebook group, Forever 35 Swap.
Oh, yeah.
Where people are swapping products, selling products, buying products. And it's a good place to kind of try some stuff out with low stakes.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
I think you're doing great. Should we do this last bonus question that I wrote on the...
I think it's cute.
This was part of a larger question, but for some reason, this line just made me chuckle.
Yeah.
And this question is this. What product do you like to use to exfoliate your legs?
I don't do much specific leg exfoliation. I actually have been using the Milk and Honey body polish. I like that. But my leg exfoliation generally consists of me shaving my legs and then putting lotion on. And the lotion I've been using is the Alba Botanica very emollient lotion that I mentioned previously.
I like a sugar scrub. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried the Milk and Honey yet. I'm very excited.
The Milk and Honey is a salt and sugar scrub.
I was going to save it for the bath.
Yeah, I really like it.
I have a Trader Joe's sugar scrub. And when I do that like once or twice a week in the shower. But also you could make your own scrub with some sugar, with coffee, with a couple essential oils. I went to a friend's bachelorette party and that's what we did.
Wait, I love that.
It was so fun.
Never made my own scrub.
We made our own scrubs and put them in these cute little mason jars. And
that's
the
so
scrub
cute.
Ended up being great. And I think all you need is like some sugar and some like lavender oil.
And you're good to go.
Now look, I'm pulling this off the top of my head. I will Google a good like homemade sugar scrub recipe, but you could do something very easy at home.
Yeah.
That's cost effective.
I love that. Also, you know, Kima Jones talked about dry brushing.
Yes, which I bought the brush she recommended. I haven't tried it yet. I'm
and that's,
so excited.
That's a great exfoliant.
Yes.
So that could also be an option.
And she uses almond oil, which I also purchased, and I've just been using that as a moisturizer.
Ooh.
And it's so nice.
Ooh.
It absorbs. I put it on this morning. It absorbs right into the skin. It's just really light and luscious.
And you just get like almond oil at the grocery store?
I bought this almond oil, I think on Amazon for like, you know, $11 for a pretty big jug of oil.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I love it. So I think that just about wraps it up for our first mini ep.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening and thank you for your questions. Thank you very much for the people whose questions we answered.
Yeah. And if you have suggestions for the mini episodes, or again, if you have questions, please reach out to us. These are a work in progress and we're just excited to see where they go.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay. Bye.